And good evening and welcome to True Blues Radio. And we're here once again thanks to SoundCloud and of course our producer Mike Costello. Thanks very much for Mike doing all the great work from afar. Now with me once again is my co-host here in the studio by way of unanimous decision. He did such a great job last time round. Nick Murray, good evening.
Evening, Zabi. Good to see People Power has finally won out again at this club with me back for appearance number two. But I'm looking forward to speaking about what was an interesting weekend for the club.
Yeah, it was a massive weekend as far as the men's and ladies were concerned for the True Blues. Double points weekend for the guys. We'll cover and dissect those results in just one short moment. We go back to Saturday. Now, this was reduced back to a 50-over limited overs game for the first and seconds and 45 for the thirds and fourths, simply because the first week was washed out. Now, I want to talk to you because on the Sunday, we backed up with a T20 game. That must be awfully hard for players to, first of all, expect to be playing two-day cricket. First week gets washed out, becomes a limited overs day one day, and then the next round, which is the Sunday game, is at T20. Awfully hard to adapt to.
It is. You've got to be adaptable at this level. I think that's the challenge that it sets you. And I think a lot of player roles change, batting orders change, bowling orders change. So
teams change, don't they?
Teams change, exactly, yep. Right. So, it's one of those ones where you've just got to, well, especially living in Melbourne, the weather can, the click of fingers change. So red ball, white ball, I think we've always got to be ready to go.
All right, Saturday was a good day as far as the men were concerned. Let's start off with the fourth 11. It wasn't so good for the fourths, but we'll cover that result where Perham batted first and they were all out for 87 and 28.2 overs. Josh Hartle was batting at number four. He scored 20 and faced 60 balls for that 20. He's a fine young prospect. He's a wicket-keeper batsman who got his chance on Saturday batting at four and did the job. And Jack Davies top scored with 29, Nick.
Well, yeah, not a good batting effort at all. Won the toss, batted out at Geelong, which is normally a lovely batting wicket out there, and only facing 28.2 overs. Not very good, but Josh is a young boy from Heatherhill. I think he's about 14, 15 years old, and at least he tried to hang around. Same with Jack Davies, who's been very consistent for a long time. Jack, I think he finished second or third in the Ryder medal count in the fourth 11 last year, but did drop away quite quickly to be all out for 87.
Josh is a prodigy of the Bryce McGain Academy, Nick, which you're involved with.
He is a part of the mighty McGain Academy. If you're not following them on Twitter, at McGain Group is probably where to do that. But yeah, he's a fine young man. He's very coachable, Bryce says. He takes everything in and he doesn't. Certainly, there's no arrogance about him, but if I had the ability he had, I reckon I'd wobble around a bit more. But he's a very good keeper and I think an even better batsman.
I'm looking at that batting order, Nick, off the scorecard here in the studio, and boy, there's been some positional changes, hasn't there?
There has. I mean, I think Josh has been batting in the sort of middle to lower order. Irrabun Majumdar's just come back, I think, from overseas. Jack Nicholls just come back from school. He opened the batting. So I think even Bunnell up the order. So I think that'll take a bit of time to gel again, but if they had been able to put a result or two together on the weekend, they might have featured in the one-day final.
All right, Geelong passed them 6 wickets down, 6 for 90 in 26 overs. And as far as the bowlers were concerned, it was Andrew Stolzenberg, 6 overs, 1 for 15. Jack Davies, 5 overs, 1 for 15. And Henry Tyler, we mentioned him a few times this year on the show, on the True Blues radio program, 3 overs, 3 for 15, Nick.
I'd say Henry's probably the only international cricketer playing in the fours. But yeah, look, the positive there is that at least we fought it out. I mean, when you get bowled out for 87, it'd be very easy to throw the toys out the cot and Geelong could pass that one down. But to still take 6 wickets tells you the wicket-taking ability in that team. You've got guys like Bunnell and Stolzenberg who are going to be really solid players for the club in the long term.
Yeah, here, I agree. In the third 11 played at Reggetti Oval, it was Perham 7 for 199 off their allotted 45 overs. James Billington, 29. Ryan Hartley, the wicket-keeper batsman who crossed from Melbourne at the top of the season, he scored 59. And Pete Cassidy chimed in with 26 and Justin Kramersh at the end with 23.
Some really good performances there. 199 is a really solid score of 45 overs. Hartley's a wicket-keeper, as you said, from Melbourne at the start of the year. He's played Vic under-17, I think.
Yep.
I think he might have just come back from that carnival. James Billington's a really solid player, hits the ball hard. And even Jay Kramersh finishing off at the end, 23 off 16. He would have hit a couple of nice little bombs, I'm sure.
And they backed it up with the ball. Good day for the third 11, the game they had to win to stay in contention there in the top eight. It is very tight as far as ladder positions are concerned. All out for 142 Geelong, though. 1 for 21, 2 for 27, 3 for 30, 4 for 58, and then there was a partnership taking them up to 104. But the boys did keep the brakes on, thanks to some good bowling from Pete Cassidy. 2 for 18 off 8. Christian Padmanabhan, 2 for 9 off 8.5 overs, returning from the second 11. Justin Kramersh, 2 for 36. And Nick Chad Weingard, 2 for 24 off 6.
A terrific bowling performance. Krishna, I spoke to Krishna on Sunday after his performance, and he said that the ball was coming out really well. He's got a little bit of a second 11 experience now. I think he's a really, really hard worker. Gets good drift on the ball. He's got a lot of variations. He's always working on, I don't know, an off-spinner who's got a flipper, but he does.
Wow.
Chad Weingard bowled well as well, and just a really solid all-round performance. Cassidy, the guys who've got second 11 experience really stepped up when the boys needed it, and it keeps them in the hunt for a final spot.
Judging what you're saying, there's quite some depth there in the middle, isn't there?
I think there is. Jay Kramersh, when called upon at second 11 level, has taken a few bags of wickets and been a really solid contributor. Pete Cassidy the same. So they're led by Michael Nyari, who's played first 11 and only a couple of years ago scored 180 in the twos. I think they're in a really good spot to attack this back end of the season.
Okay, down at the Geelong Cricket Ground, it was the Perrin second 11 batting first. They compiled 9 for 193 off 50 overs. Travis Jackson scored 20. James Atkinson, the boy from Hong Kong, scored 38. Nick Blaish getting his first taste at that level, scoring 56 of 100 balls with 6 boundaries. And Blake Parsons scored 32.
Well, that's a really... I was very pleased for Nick Blaish. He scored 100 in the final game to Christmas against Camberwell. And from all reports, that was... just a big 100, I think it was 140, and he contributing with 56 when the boys, I think, were 3 for 31 when he came in. Him and Jamie put on a partnership, and then again with Blake Parsons, who scored, I think that'd be his highest score in second 11, 32, and he is having some good success this week as well for the, I think, South East Breakers in the under-16 state championships. I think he got 67 yesterday.
So, wow, well, there you go. Thanks for that.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
Nick Blaish proving he's just not an opening batsman, batting at 5, scoring those runs.
No, very versatile, and at training last night, he was hooping the ball, big outswingers to James Miller and in-swingers as well. So I think
he can bowl a bit, can he?
I think he can. Okay. I would, I'd keep an eye on him as one for the future.
Daniel Vandermeer, 10 overs, 3 for 26, leading the way for the True Blues in the seconds. Jared Tex Walker, 2 for 18 off 5.3 overs. Good to see young Devlin back. Jeremy Devlin, 2 for 37 after an injury break, coming back into the second 11, taking 2 for 37. 2 for 34, well, from the evergreen, he was back. Bryce McGainey captained the side, in fact, and did a superb job, Nick.
Oh, well, he's a great man, Bryce. He's one of the great guys of Premier Cricket, I think. A really solid bowling performance. Daniel Vandermeer up the top. I'm an unashamed Vandermeer fan. I think he's going to go a really long way. I think he'll play first 11, maybe not this season, but very, very soon. He's got an absolutely beautiful action, and he works really hard at his game. Tex Walker closed out well. Jeremy Devlin back from injury. He's another one to look out for. And Bryce just doing what he does, spinning the ball. Spinning to win, as he'll say, but from all reports, it was a really solid bowling performance from the twos.
Any feedback on Bryce's back injury? How did it hold up? How did he pull up?
I spoke to him on Sunday. He said he's feeling quite well. He commentated, actually, on Sunday for ABC Grandstand, the big Australia-India game, but I think he felt okay. I'm not sure how soon he thinks he's going to be back at first 11 level, but I think the more overs he gets, the sooner he'll be back in.
All right, we mentioned at the top of the program, it was a T20 round on the Sunday, so a big weekend for the guys. Let's go to the fourth 11, plenty to get through once again. In the fourths, it was Dandenong 7 for 93, who were defeated by Perrin 8 for 94, 8 for 94, and Will Woodgate scored 33 with the bat there, Nick.
Yeah, to keep them to 93 off their 20 overs is a really good effort. Sam Hill, big, tall, fast bowler. He did a really good job taking 2 for 11. And in the chase, Will Woodgate spearheaded that 33, which might not sound like a lot, but in a small chase, very important. Losing 8 wickets, probably not ideal, but sometimes you've just got to do what you can to get the points.
All right, in the thirds, it was Dandenong 5 for 91. They defeated Prahran, who batted first. They were very disappointing after being 2 for 56, I think it was, Nick. I was down there at Regatti Oval watching from behind the trees there, all out for 90 Prahran in the end. Very, very disappointing. So not much to talk about there.
No, not a whole lot to talk about, especially after the Saturday, which had a lot of positives to back up on the Sunday. And that's what it's about, backing up on the Sunday. We need to be, especially in finals cricket, when it's back-to-back, we've got to be at our best at 5 o'clock on the Sunday, and it'll be a good learning experience for a lot of young players in that side.
All right, and the seconds played out at Shepley Oval. Of course, both games being played out in the main ovals. In the seconds, 9 for 128, Dandenong, where Tex Walker took 2 for 16. Jeremy Devlin backed it up again with another 2-wicket haul, 2 for 18. Mick Singh, 2 for 20. Blake Parsons, your young man to watch, taking 2 for 25, bowling his left arm orthodox.
He does bowl them very well, very well. Devlin, 2 for 18. Just back from injury, but to back up Saturday, Sunday, that shows, I think, he's back to full fitness. Tex Walker as well. With the bat, it ended up a tie.
Unbelievable.
It was extraordinary. It was a weird little chase, chasing only 128 and 20 overs. And the run rate was sort of just gradually got up, and we lost a wicket. The 2 wickets we lost probably just weren't at ideal times. And yeah, it came down, I think, 11 off the last over, and we got it down to 2 to win off one ball, and then Trav, who finished 64 not out and batted really well, drilled a straight drive straight to mid off, and we could only muster one run. So a share of the points, which is rare, but I felt the crowd was calling for a super over, as was I, but in Premier Cricket, we just played the standard share the points, but unfortunately just couldn't get all of them. But in saying that, the bowling performance was really strong, and it was good to see Trav get amongst the runs with 64.
All right, 2 for 128 on the very last ball. It was a tie, 2 points each, as you heard from Nick Murray. James Atkinson, 28. Travis Jackson, 64, not out. Some points are better than none, as they say. In the main game, it was Dandenong defeating Prahran, another close encounter. And it just shows you these T20 games can really go either way. 7 for 130 where former Prahran player, Brett Forsyth, he spent one season here, in fact, scored 70 not out, defeated Prahran 7 for 129. Arjun Dhul on debut scored 36. And Nathan McNally, who's had a fine season, scored 25.
Well, yeah, it was on Saturday we played Geelong, and it was probably our best performance for the season, taking a bonus point off them with Adam Hutton on return, 10 overs, 3 for 26. He bowled beautifully. And Nathan McNally, I think, went at 1.5 an over, and Adam Bull got amongst the runs. So we probably had our best performance, white ball performance, for the season on Saturday. And then we didn't turn in one of our best on the Sunday. 129 was probably 10, I reckon maybe 10 or 20 short. Arjun batted really well for 36, hit the ball crisply, but hit a full toss to deep square, which he wasn't too happy with. With the ball, we were right in the game all the way, and Fawzi batted really well. We nearly had him caught on the boundary. Bolfi just put his foot over the line off my bowling, which cost me another 12 runs in two balls, but I don't hold any grudges. Yeah, he batted quite well. Adam Hutton bowled well again, 2 for 18, and we just let the game slip. We just probably weren't ruthless enough. Just needed to put the foot down, and never really came, unfortunately. So well played to Dandenong. They deserved the win on the day. They outplayed us, but I think it's definitely a missed opportunity for us.
Fair enough, Nick. Well summed up, and a great weekend for Adam Hutton on return after injury, also with a 5-wicket haul, 3 on the Saturday and 2 on the Sunday, as you just heard from Nick Murray, his teammate. All right, as far as the girls were concerned, in the main game, Prahran were up against Box Hill, and what a game this was. 573 runs were scored, Nick, on the Sunday, where Prahran batted first, 7 for 286. Elise Villani just missing out on three figures. She scored 98. Nicole Bolton scored 66. Emma Inglis, 61, not out. In reply was Box Hill, 3 for 287, where she is a star, as we know. Meg Lanning, 177, not out.
Yeah, well, what can you say? I was speaking to Will Pike, who was on the scoreboard here, our very loyal friend, and he said it was the Meg Lanning innings was probably the best innings, or the best 177 he's ever seen. There's a reason she's the Southern Stars captain, and she whacked them everywhere, but our girls certainly did very well. Elise Villani, 98, but Nicole Bolton, 66, Emma Inglis, 61. Good to see. It's also always good when your Australian and Victorian representatives come back and they really care, and they put in solid performances. But unfortunately, if you're going to get win against Box Hill, you've got to get Meg out.
Yeah, you do.
And unfortunately, we weren't able to, but definitely no disgrace in taking them all the way.
Yeah, it took them 49.2 overs to pass our score.
Well, exactly right. That shows that, especially out here at Toorak Park, which is a beautiful wicket, to take it right to the end and take the Australian captain to make her, to force her to score 177, certainly some positive signs for the girls.
All right, in the seconds, the girls played two T20 games on the Sunday where they were beaten in both encounters, but some positive performances anyway. Ringwood defeated Paran 6 for 77 in the first game, and Ringwood 5 for 174. And then in the second game, Paran Ladies were defeated by Napoleon Sebastopol. Paran Ladies scored 8 for 58 and Napoleon 1 for 62. But I tell you what, you look at some of those performances prior to Christmas in the ladies' second 11, Nick, they've really come a long way. They have improved big time.
Oh, no doubt. And that's what I think all second 11s, whether it's male or female, should be all about. It's about improving young players. You look at our second 11 at the moment with Devlin, Parsons, Vandermeer, all improving. And I look at the female seconds, and there's girls like Maggie McPhee. I think Maddie Sterling's played, Sutherland as well. So although maybe it doesn't translate into win-loss, which you always want to win games, but if it's not translating into win-loss, you want to improve your players. And I can safely say that that's what we're doing here at Paran, which is a positive, and that's certainly going to benefit us in the long run.
A couple of girls representing the under-18s as well across the weekend that couldn't play for the True Blues. That was Tansy Price and Madeline Wright as well, Nick.
Exactly right, and that's what we want. We want players in representative carnivals and in rep squads. We've got Sam Grimwade and Jacob Seri with the Vic under-19s at the moment. Sam Grimwade trying to spin him square. He's taking a lot of wickets. And Jacob Seri, baby Jacob, I think he got a 49 the other day. So they're both performing well, and they're both going to come back into our first and second 11s very soon. And they're players to keep an eye out for in the long run.
All right, that's how we saw the weekend. The summary from both Saturday and Sunday, men's and ladies, for the True Blues. Nick, hard to believe, three rounds left to go for the guys.
Well, yeah, home stretch now, isn't it? So what's positive is that all four 11s are in spots where they can really attack it head on. And if we're going to play finals, it'll mean we deserve it, because if we, you know, lose all three, then we certainly don't deserve it. But if we can win all three, it'll put all four sides in positions where they can really contest finals strongly. And I think all four teams have the capability to go right to the end. So we've got good depth in players, good competition for spots, which is positive. So I definitely think that as a club, we're in a great spot to attack the next month head on.
All right, Nick, and we'll talk to you in a fortnight's time.
I look forward to it, Zabi.
Nick Murray.